SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Independence Primary School gets vegetable garden, and later, an earthquake preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Christmas may be gone, but the season of giving is all year round. Save a life today by signing up and coming out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on February 7. Just call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact info to radio@jis.gov.jm and sign up. Visit us Tuesday, February 7, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road. You're someone's type. Let's connect and save a life.
Independent City Primary School in Portmore, St. Catherine is the most recent beneficiary of the Natural History Museum of Jamaica, NHMJ's Biodiversity Awareness Project, geared at increasing public knowledge about the country's flora. A vegetable garden has been set up at the school, complete with sweet and hot pepper, onion, pumpkin, banana, beetroot, and a host of other crops. Assistant Education Outreach Officer at the NHMJ, Christina Silvera, says the garden will serve as a tool for biodiversity education and will supply food for the school's canteen and help to generate funds from the sale of produce.
The Biodiversity Awareness Project was started in 2011 at the Chandlerspin Primary School in Clarendon. The main objective of Biodiversity Awareness Program is to teach children in environmental clubs about the environment, the plants and animals that we have in Jamaica, and the roles that they play in maintaining our environment, and overall to teach them an appreciation of the environment, and so that they'll be good stewards and protect the biodiversity that we have in Jamaica.
A medicinal plant garden was also set up at Chandlerspin Primary containing aloe vera and other such plants, while other gardens were also planted at Freetown, Rosewell and Moores Primary Schools in Clarendon. During the handing over ceremony at Independent City Primary on January 26, the school also received tools to be used in the garden, as well as a copy of the resource booklet entitled Vegetable Gardens, a Tool for Biodiversity Education in Jamaican Schools, developed by the Education Department of the NHMJ. The additional resources provided will allow the children and teachers to learn more about the origins of some of Jamaica's plants while cultivating them at the same time. Efficient and transparent public institutions are needed to reduce transaction costs for businesses. It takes people to run these companies, and the success of your organization and the country depends on your honesty and integrity. Play your part in the fulfillment of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter, from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
And here's an earthquake preparedness tip. Organize important documents and place them in a waterproof bag or other container. That way, in the event of a disaster, they will be kept safe and you won't have to replace them. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. The JIS Blood Drive is just a week away. Join us on February 7 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Visit at any time throughout the day and give someone the gift of blood. Call 926-359-024 or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. See you then. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.